polls open at 7 this morning and close at 8 o'clock tonight as Wisconsinites decide who's best equipped to lead the State Department of Education. It's Tuesday, February 18th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, candidates for Wisconsin's spring Supreme Court election are not committing to recusing themselves from cases involving campaign donors. And $50 million was set aside to help Wisconsin's children learn to read, but now it's going back into the state's massive surplus. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
Polls are open until 8 tonight as Wisconsinites vote in a primary election. The nonpartisan primary is expected to be a low turnout affair. Anastasia Gonstead is the city clerk in Mayville. She says those voting absentee have until the time polls close to return their ballot to a polling place or local clerk's office.
You don't want to be putting it in the mailbox because we do have to physically have receipt of it by 8 p.m. on election day.
In some communities, including Mayville, absentee ballots may also be returned by Dropbox before the 8 p.m. deadline. Statewide, Wisconsinites are deciding which candidates will advance to the April election for a chance to lead Wisconsin's Department of Education. Challengers Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer are competing in a race against incumbent State Superintendent Jill Underley. Candidates for Wisconsin's spring Supreme Court election will not pledge to recuse themselves from cases involving the political parties backing them. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, that says the election is poised to break fundraising records.
Wisconsin Supreme Court justices have no obligation to recuse from cases involving campaign donors, but in the highly politicized 2023 election, then-candidate Janet Protasiewicz said she would likely recuse from cases involving the state Democratic Party, which backed her run. This time around, the candidates are not making similar promises. In a statement, conservative Brad Schimmel said he'd set personal history aside when ruling on cases, and liberal Susan Crawford told WPR she'd weigh each case as it comes before the court and not in advance.
I don't want to prejudge that issue, similarly to the way I don't want to prejudge any issue.
Crawford has so far received about $2 million from the state Democratic Party, and Schimmel has received about $1.7 million from the state GOP. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel's campaign is about to get a boost from Elon Musk. That's because the Musk-backed Political Action Committee Building America's Future has bought hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of TV ads across Wisconsin. The ads are likely to back Schimmel's campaign. They'll start airing Thursday on stations in Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, La Crosse, Wausau, and Eau Claire. Schimmel's campaign did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Liberal Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford's campaign blasted the ad buys. Spokesperson Derek Honeyman accused Musk of trying to, quote, buy off Schimmel and take control of the state Supreme Court. Musk took to his social media platform X last month and urged Wisconsinites to vote, quote, Republican for Schimmel in April. The race is officially nonpartisan, but the state Republican and Democratic parties have already sent millions to Schimmel and Crawford, respectively. The $50 million set aside to help Wisconsin children learn to read is now going back into the state's massive surplus. Corrine Hess reports that's because the state Supreme Court will not rule on the funding for reading before the end of the fiscal year.
In 2024, the legislature sued Governor Tony Evers over changes he made to the bill through a partial veto. Now the $50 million for reading is tied up as the legislature awaits oral arguments and a ruling by the state Supreme Court. The court will decide whether the governor had the authority to strike funding for school boards and charter school compliance from the reading law. Since that won't happen before the end of the fiscal year, the money will go back to the state's more than $4 billion surplus, according to Republicans familiar with the process. They say Evers broke his word by altering the law. State Superintendent Jill Underley says school districts have done their part. She says the legislature is failing schools. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, the ideological balance of the state Supreme Court will be determined on April 1st, but these elections will be more frequent in the next few years. Every year until 2030, Wisconsinites will elect one Supreme Court justice. Coming up, we'll hear from Marquette University Law School research fellow John Johnson on what we can expect in the coming election cycles. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, with about 6 weeks to go, Wisconsin voters will head to the polls for an election that will determine the ideological balance of the state Supreme Court between liberals and conservatives. The April 1st election also kicks off a six-year series of annual judicial races to fill seats on the seven-member high court bench. Wisconsin Today host Kate Archer Kent spoke with John Johnson to discuss the nature of the state Supreme Court and what to expect in the coming election cycles. Johnson is a research fellow at the Lumar Center for Public Policy Research and Civic Education at Marquette University Law School.
You wrote a post on your Substack about what we can expect with the state Supreme Court races. And let's first break down these 10-year terms. Wisconsin has held just one Supreme Court race in the past 4 years, but you say that is about to change. Why is that?
Yeah, we have seven Supreme Court justices. They're elected to 10-year terms. And so we only had one in the last 4 years. That means we're about to have six more in a row. We're going to elect one Supreme Court justice each year now through 2030. And the way Wisconsin law is set up is you can only elect one Supreme Court justice in a given year. So that's why it's this back-to-back-to-back-to-back setup.
In terms of different scenarios here, what happens when a justice decides to retire or perhaps dies while serving on the bench? How are they replaced?
If a seat is vacated, the governor appoints the replacement on the governor's own authority. And then that replacement serves until the first year that's sort of open that doesn't have a Supreme Court race already scheduled. And then there's an election held for that office. So that could be right away. Or in the case of, say, Janet Protasiewicz, who was elected to the court in 2023, if her seat became vacant, the governor would appoint her replacement. And because we have this string of elections already scheduled, that replacement would serve as an appointee until 2031.
We're going to zero in here on April 1, the balance of the court up again between Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel. So here is Schimmel and then Crawford speaking recently on WTMJ's Upfront.
I'm looking for support of Wisconsin voters. That's why I've campaigned in every single one of our 72 counties, at least once in every county, and I'm continuing to just run laps, going to the voters directly with my message about restoring objectivity and integrity and humility to our court.
I'm proud of the work that I did as a lawyer in our courts, fighting for people's rights, including Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin and their doctors to protect their right to deliver health care services to women without having to be in fear of felony prosecution for doing it.
John, can you help us understand what are the stakes of this year's race?
It'll determine majority control of the court. The retiring justice is a liberal, and so the winner of this will either preserve the bare majority of liberal-leaning justices or flip it back to a conservative majority. And in those clips, you hear them referring maybe obliquely to abortion as a significant issue that this court will hear. And so a lot of people think that a conservative majority on the court might reinstate that very old law banning almost all abortions in Wisconsin, whereas the liberal court would probably continue the status quo that existed under Roe in Wisconsin.
Do issues in particular tend to bring out voters, or is it more of the timing of a particular election that affects turnout?
They both matter a lot. You know, our spring elections in Wisconsin vary tremendously from year to year with what's on the ballot. And the highest turnout happens when it coincides with a presidential primary vote, particularly when those presidential primaries are contested, which itself varies. So, you know, in 2016, you had a competitive primary on both for the Democrats and the Republicans for president, and we had a Supreme Court race. And so 47% of adults voted that year. That's extremely high. In 2023, the most prominent thing on the ballot was just a Supreme Court race, and 40% of adults voted. And that was the highest we ever have seen in a Supreme Court race that did not coincide with a presidential primary. So think of 40% as sort of the benchmark for this race. Do we match what happened in 2023? Do we exceed that? Do we come in a little under? But either way, that's, looking back at Wisconsin's history, really exceptionally high turnout for a nonpartisan race.
That was John Johnson, a research fellow at the Lubar Center for Public Policy Research and Civic Education at Marquette University Law School. He spoke with Wisconsin Today host Kate Archer Kent. And finally, a quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. An extreme cold warning is in effect for northern Wisconsin this morning. The rest of the state under a cold weather advisory. Wind chills starting out about 20 to 35 degrees below zero across the state this morning. It's not going to get much warmer during the daytime. And those advisories and warnings kick back into effect tonight, with low temperatures expected to be about 5 degrees below in the south and 12 to 15 degrees below in the north. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day. Try and stay warm during this Arctic blast we're experiencing. We'll talk to you again soon.